exercise change.
So in your opinion, how important do you think it is to be clear about what it is you want to do or achieve before you get started?
I think that's really important, because if you're doing something because somebody else suggests it, or it's trendy at the moment to maybe do Pilates, yoga, whatever, but that doesn't resonate for you, then you're doomed for failure.
Yeah.
So I think you really need to find something that you enjoy doing that fits easily into your lifestyle, and then you have a chance to succeed in it.
Right. And yeah, like you said, things that are trendy, often we feel pressure to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, I guess if you're not enjoying it, you won't stick with it.
No, you'll let it go. Yeah.
So just considering what you do at the moment, all the things you do, you really enjoy?
I love them, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. And I was actually, in the beginning, felt that yoga was a complete workout for me, and it can be, and it is.
Mm.
But I also feel, too, as we age, that we need to challenge ourselves in different ways and just think in a different way. So for me, doing Pilates for a while, that was... I realised that I was conditioned to thinking in a certain way with yoga, and my mind almost rejected, oh no, this isn't quite right.
Mm.
And then I thought, yes, it's valid in its own science.
Sure.
And felt that that's actually been a great help.
Mm.
And then also the gym, just to think of things in a different way, and for the body to, I think it keeps your body and mind younger.
Sure, so you kind of pushing yourself a bit there and not just settling for the same thing.
Exactly. My challenge is, how good can I be at what I'm doing now?
Right, okay, so
and
looking at extending.
And as you see the benefits of it, then that's your reward.